Someday when historians are writing the definitive book on Elite Extreme Combat, they'll look back and say, that KJ Nunes, he was a great first ever 160-pound champion. And Nunes certainly has a chance to further cement his legacy in MMA in his upcoming bout against veteran Eve Edwards, as he'll be making his very first title defense. And here to talk about that fight and the perks of being the champ is who else but Mr. KJ Nunes. What's going on, KJ?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Great to be talking with you. It's been almost 4 months now since you defeated Nick Diaz in that bout for Elite Extreme Combat. How has life been different now that you're the champ?
Oh, it's been good, man. You know, just back in the gym, and, you know, took a little time off because I trained real hard for that fight, but not back in the gym. Getting ready for the next one, and this one's even more important now to me. So I want to defend the title and keep it.
Yeah, the title defense, especially the first one, is always the most important. You know about that because, you know, now everyone's wanting to see, well, was that a flash in the pan? Did you get lucky against Nick or all that other stuff? Do you feel any more pressure than in a bout going up against Diaz where you were obviously a huge underdog?
No, I don't feel nervous at all. I feel real confident, you know, going into this fight.
We've heard April 26th in Hawaii, the bout with Eve Edwards. Is that 100% confirmed now?
Yes, it is. You know, I signed a couple weeks ago or a week ago, and now I'm just in training about a couple months out and just getting ready for the big fight. Me and Eve, you know, we go back. I got a lot of respect for him. You know, we've trained a few times in the past, and now we're fighting each other, so I'm super pumped. I'm really excited to be fighting a guy of that caliber, you know, who's that good. And he's also, you know, he's got a lot of class as a fighter and also a great athlete.
So you guys have actually trained together?
Yeah, we trained for a little bit back in the day, a long time ago.
Okay, so is that ever weird for you to, you know, be training with a guy, sparring with him, whatever, and then having to actually fight him in an actual fight?
Nah, man, I'm getting paid to fight one of my buddies.
So you guys are helping each other out.
What's that?
It's like you're almost helping each other out. You hear sometimes fighters say it'd be stupid not to turn down a fight against a friend because you're taking a paycheck away from him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business, you know what I mean? I mean, this is, you know, even though he's my friend, I got respect for him, this is a business, and, you know, this is what I do for a living. So, you know, that's how I got to put food on the table. So, either, you know, be friends and not fight or put food on the table. So it's a pretty easy one to pick.
Eve is on a 3-fight winning streak. Have you had a chance to see his last, you know, few fights? He's had 2 in Elite XC, 1 for HGNet fights.
Yeah, I did see his fights. You know, he's got a strong comeback. He's looking real good, you know.
Do you see a difference in his game from the guy who, you know, lost several in a row in UFC, had a tough time in Bodog? Is there something that you see now where he's changed things up a bit, which makes him an even more dangerous fighter than the Eve we knew a few years back in the UFC?
I think a lot has helped when he changed camps to go down to, what is he, I think American top team. But, I mean, he looks good. He's always been a great competitor, and, you know, he's making his way back, and he's getting a title shot against the champ.
Is it safe to say that you're going to look to stand and use your, you know, your great boxing skills, great kickboxing skills against Eve, or right now do you feel as comfortable on the ground as you do on your feet?
I feel perfectly comfortable on the ground as I do on my feet, but, you know, I'm a lot better, obviously, on my feet than the ground, and I feel that that's where I have the advantage. And I feel also that's what people want to see, you know?
Everyone wants to see that big knockout.
Yeah, everybody wants to see, you know, I think just a stand-up fight in general. I think it's more exciting than that, you know. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of skill behind the jiu-jitsu and this and that, but it just seems that, you know, it just seems tend to a lot of guys just want to get that takedown and they just kind of lay on you and pity pad to win the round, you know, which is not real fighting in my eyes.
Right. So, okay, so you're the big dog right now at 160 pounds for Elite XC, and obviously you heard just last week signed a huge deal with CBS, a multi-year contract. And from what we, I mean, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but from what we hear, they're looking to have that first fight or that first event in April or early May. Is there a chance? Have you heard anything that the event that you'll be fighting in April in Hawaii will be the first fight on a CBS?
I would be super happy if that happens. I've only heard or read what everybody else has read or heard on the internet as far as rumors. ElitXC hasn't contacted me or told me anything, but if that's a possibility, that would be huge for that's just a huge step for MMA in general, and for me to be on a card like that would just be huge for myself, and I would love that opportunity, you know.
Is there any chance, because the New Jersey seems to be coming up a lot for that end of April event on CBS? Have you heard of anything that they might be changing the location of the event?
You know, they ha like I said, they haven't contacted me. I mean, what you're saying is the same stuff I've read, you know. So it's whatever, you know. I'm sure they're trying to make the deal happen. I mean, I would love to fight on CBS. So whatever it's gonna take, you know. I mean, and if not, you know, I'll be fighting on Showtime, and then I'm sure they have what four more cards on CBS later this year. So I'm sure, you know, I'll get an opportunity later in the future, if not, you know, the first one.
Yeah, and not a bad, drawback to have to fight on Showtime instead, if that is the case. The deal with CBS kind of came out of nowhere. Had you heard any rumors, the months leading up to it, these talks were happening? You heard about UFC having those talks. Those fell through, and if so, or if not, how surprised were you when you finally found out that ElitXC has struck that deal with CBS?
The only rumors I had heard was, you know, back last year when UFC was trying to get with CBS, and I thought, man, what a huge step for them, you know. And there was a date or something, and I guess, you know, it didn't go through, obviously, because ElitXC, you know, UFC let that door stay open, and ElitXC popped right through it, and that's a huge step for ELITXC and competition, and I think a huge step back for UFC, or just in MMA general. I think I'm not going to really diss any organization. I mean, the more MMA is on TV, the better it is for the whole sport, because I don't think it's fair for one company to dominate the sport. You know, it's just good for MMA and good for the athletes, the more exposure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the big draws for ElitXC is Kimbo Slice. You can't deny that, whether or not you're a fan of his or not. Where do you stand on the whole Kimbo debate? Are you a fan of what he brings to the sport, or do you think it's more kind of circus than actually brings legitimacy to it?
I mean, he's training hard, and he's, you know, he starts. I mean, it's just a he brings a lot of fans, you know. He brings a lot of fans, and I don't have nothing bad to say about Kimbo. I mean, it's just more exposure for the sport, you know. He just something different, I guess. He grew up fighting in the streets, and I guess you can say I grew up fighting in the ring. So I mean, it's just a I don't know. It's
You don't seem sold on it, though.
I mean, it is what it is, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's good. I mean, he draws a lot of people, so that's good for the sport. You know what I mean?
You're a
And
guy. You're a guy who has that background in boxing. Are you surprised that Kimbo didn't go into the world of boxing? Because I mean, you obviously see that he has no interest of going to the ground. He would seem a lot more suited to be a boxer.
no, he. I think he's good for MMA. You know what I mean? He's drawing a lot of people. I mean, the guy. He's taking the sport serious, you know, when he trains, and he's only had a couple fights, so just, you know, give the guy a chance, you know. I mean, everybody, you know, everybody's always trying to hate, you know. Just give him a chance. Let's see, you know, how he really comes out. He's only had a couple fights. I mean, you can't give the guy the best guys in the world when he's only had a couple fights, you know what I mean?
Right, absolutely. Okay, just before we let you go, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the whole Nick Diaz situation, because he's, it wasn't so complimentary of you following the fight. Neither was his camp. Has that all that kind of been pushed aside at this point? Have cooler heads prevailed, or is there still this sort of bad blood between the two of you guys stemming from that November bout?
What was the question? I'm sorry, it broke up. You say, is there bad blood because of the bout?
Well, I mean, in your eyes, after Nick was very critical of you winning the bout and really dismissed the fact that you actually beat him fair and square, although you look at the first round, most people who are, you know, smart enough to know how to score an MMA fight definitely would have had you winning that round, and, you know, cuts do happen and all that stuff. Were you a little disappointed, I guess I'll rephrase it that way, with the way he dealt with the whole situation?
No, man. I mean, he's just a poor sport. I mean, that's what the guy is. They make up stuff on their own website. I mean, that I'm turning down fights and this and that. It's just it's ridiculous, man. I mean, I hit the guy so many times in the face. I gave him plastic surgery. I mean, you know, I mean, what else do I have to do? You know, kill him while he's in the ring, you know, for people to be satisfied. You know, it wasn't like a cut. It was cuts everywhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
I haven't heard of anybody getting plastic surgery after a fight because they got beat up so bad. So, you know, and I was ready to keep on going four rounds. So, I mean, it is what it is. He lost. You know, people lose. You know, if you're a good athlete or if you're as good as you say you are, beat some good competition, come back, and we'll do a rematch.
Do you think that the obvious choice if you defeat Edwards would be that rematch, or do you think he needs to win a few now, especially considering that his first fight in Elite XC wasn't so stellar, to have to, you know, earn that title shot again?
First of all, it's whoever Elite XC wants me to fight is I have to defend the title, so I don't really have an option. You know, if you want my opinion,
yes.
You know, I think that I'm going to fight Eves. I want to test myself against the best guys in the world. And if he wins and he's the best guy, then so be it. We'll fight. You know what I mean? But, you know, somewhere down the line, if he builds himself back up or whatever, if Elite wants to fight, I'll fight him. I don't care. Whatever.
And what's up?
I just want to fight the best out there, you know?
Absolutely.
That's it.
And any updates on your boxing career? Because obviously now you're very focused on MMA, defending that bout. Do you have any fights coming up or any on the horizon that we should know about?
No, nothing. Just going to really focus on this title defense. And then after that, hopefully I can get back on track with the boxing.
Yeah, Kelly Pavlik's looking for an opponent out there at 160. Would you ever be interested in maybe being the first ever MMA and boxing champ?
At 160, I think I'd rather drop down to 154. Kelly Pavlik is an amazing boxer, man. I love watching that guy fight.
All right, so no Pavlik Nunes fight yet, but
no Pavlik Nunes.
Okay, well,
I think he's the best out there right now. But I definitely want to fight it. I definitely want to box at 154. I think there's a lot of talent at 154, and I'd like to build myself up and get my name. And
anyone in particular that you'd like to have a next bout with?
For boxing?
Yeah.
No, nobody in particular. No, I just want to build my record, get up there, and be recognized as a real established, well-known boxer.
All right, and for now, we'll have to settle on KJ Nunes, Eve Edwards, April 26th in Hawaii. KJ, thanks so much for stopping by, and best of luck in that first title defense.
Hey, thanks, man. Sorry, I just got through training. I'm a little tired, but I appreciate it. And if you want to check me out, just check me out at cityboxing.com or kjnunes.com. And appreciate the interview.